Hello everyone, hello fam. I know it's been a long time since I have been here, but I did say, well, I typed it out, that I would do a little update because, you know, I had some things, happening and all. So greetings and salutations. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Everyone's. Again, this podcast has been pre-recorded. I always record my podcast the weekend if they go out on a Monday because it's Sunday and I don't want to spend Sunday doing this light work. I mean, I like to relax, you know, clean out my mail inbox, you know, do some reading, take some pictures for my shop and make dinner and just, you know, chill. But again, thank you everyone. Thank you for still hanging with me. Thank you for coming back. I hope you stay a while and I hope you consider subscribing. So I have some talking points this time. I'm good. I am prepared. I have my notes open. This is how it should be. I'm allowed to be great today. So let me be great. But anyway, so this used to be every Monday. When I first started doing this, I was talking through a journal, explaining my journey through it, my thought process and all that. But then, you know, I got tired of doing the journal and being pinned in that box to always work in it. So I think, you know, again, trying to keep it new, trying to keep it fresh, trying to keep my brain engaged and interested. Sometimes you'll get this and sometimes you'll get that 52 list for calm and sometimes you might get a little something else, you see, picking up what I'm putting down. but yeah, so I think I might do an update every month. I don't necessarily need to do it every week. I'm pretty boring, nothing's going on, but month by month or bi-monthly, there's something popping, there's something happening. So that is why I'm here today, just to share with you what has been happening since the last time I spoke here. And I believe it's been about a month and a half. So can we just take a minute to talk about my favorite time of year? Fall, first day of autumn is Tuesday. It's so wonderful. I wish I can say that everything else would align. So again, that I can be great, but everything else ain't aligning. So I can't be great. So I'm like only enjoying fall at about 40% right now. It did get cooler over the weekend, so much so that I've been rocking a hoodie and socks every day because it's cold up in here. But you know, I like to feel that crisp air. That's how I sleep well. It just, I feel good. So I've also been sharing all of my fall post playlists that I love to play during fall because it reminds me of autumn, movies, books, TV, this or that, bucket list, favorite things, DIY, just everything related to this wonderful, you know, it's just everything I love about fall. I can't put it into words. I'm tongue-tied, so that's what's been happening. I will have given you an archive link so you can see everything that I am posting for fall. I'm also going to, I archived it after Halloween passed last year, but I am going to open up that archive link for my last year's 31 days of fall, 31 days of fall, get it right, 31 days of Halloween. That is absolutely hands down so much fun for me, where I post every single day of the month of October. It's challenging, but I am up for that challenge. So I'm also going to include that archive because some of it will be repetitive. I'm just going to, you know, update a few things and still get it out there because I love to share. Sharing is awesome. Am I going to decorate? I've only put out a few things for fall. I've hung nothing on the walls here. I've only put out pumpkins, candles, stuff like that. You know, I'm burning fall scents, but I haven't gone full tilt boogie like I did last year with the leaves everywhere and the pumpkins and candles. And I have not done any of that because I am not feeling here. I have tried. Y'all know, if you have been following me and listening, you know I moved here in March. I've been trying to love it. It's just something in me that won't let me relax. And maybe that's God's way of going, you're not going to be comfortable here, baby. This is just temporary. This is here for you to get your house in order, and you're not going to be comfortable. So, and I have accepted that that's just not going to happen. So I am moving right along, you know, whatevs. But anyway, so that is that for Halloween. I will decorate a little bit, but again, I'm not going full tilt boogie for Halloween. So what's next? Next up is my Poshmark store. I do have a link. I didn't put a link on the front page and gotta remember to do that. So I started selling on Poshmark back in August, and it was just a matter of me getting rid of some things around here because I got tired of looking at them and I wasn't using them and I don't want to take them to where I move. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna sell it on Poshmark. I did not have luck selling clothes, but the decorations, because everyone loves to decorate their place, and you know it's on trend to be cozy and nest and make your place, you know, look and feel like someplace, you know, you want to come home to. And that went very well. Like just 2 weeks ago, I had basically sold out of everything I put up, and that was amazing. I had 3 things left, everything else was gone. So then I went on the hunt, like, okay, I need to fill up my shop because this is my shop. But anyway, so I have some new items in the store that I posted last week for sale. I'm going to be posting some more new items on Monday. And I'm just trying to, again, it's not really a lot of money coming out of my pocket other than some thank you cards, but it's a way for me to, you know, have a little side hustle, and it's doing something I like because I love decor. I love little items and faux plants and figurines and vases, and I love all those wonderful things. Keep in mind that yes, like I said, I'm adding new additional items. If you check out my store and you like or send me the request a bundle, I do bundles, you know, for stuff. If you want more than one thing, I do bundles. I am willing to accept offers for lower prices, so find me there. I will link all that wonderful stuff. So now, moving on. The home search. So this is going to take a little longer. It's not going to be no quick little ditty. So as you last left me, I was looking for a home and feeling really discouraged because, excuse the background noise, y'all, I live in a flight path with a Pentagon and there is constant noise, so excuse that. But I have been looking at things in my area and just not finding anything. And then I had to do a little prayer and some meditation and wake up to the fact that I love Alexandria, Virginia, but I cannot stay here because I can't afford to. And I have to let go of trying to stay here because there's nothing, and I do mean nothing, keeping me here. What hurts a lot is because this is technically the suburb of DC. I haven't needed a car in a long time, so anywhere I go, I'm going to need a car, which is another expense that I didn't want right now. I was willing to take on that expense 1 to 2 years after I was in my home. So it was kind of created this stumbling block or this hurdle for me, like, because that's what I was looking for. So fast forward, my neighbor whose cats, we used to watch each other's cats, but as you know, my cats went on to glory, but she still has her 2 big Maine Coons. So she, you know, we kind of going on that home journey together because I was going with her to look at some places and she was sending me stuff. And then she sends me a text going, hey, do you want to buy some of my furniture? I'm moving to Baltimore. She showed me a picture of her house and showed me how much it was. And baby, I got stars in my eyes. I'm like, that's what Baltimore cost? And so then I am deep down a rabbit hole looking at Baltimore. I told my mom, looking at neighborhoods. And the one thing realtor.com will show you that Zillow does not, that Redfin does not, is if you click on the map, there is a little key up top where you can see air noise, like noise levels, what's in your area, what's it close to. They also got this really nifty button that says crime. Now, I have relatives in Baltimore. I live approximately 45 minutes from Baltimore, living in this DC area. And I never knew Baltimore to be an area where I had to watch my back and my front. It's just urban. It's the city. But because that little thing called gentrification has not happened in Baltimore, you don't have everything like you do in DC. So if you're buying in Baltimore, now's the time, because houses are cheap. However, when I clicked on that crime button, it like glowed orange, and orange is a high crime. And, you know, I looked at that and then shrugged it off like, okay, well, I'm not out in the street at night. I'm not coming home real late. You know, I don't really have to worry about that. Let me keep looking. But let's be real. I have a birthday coming up. I will be 53. When you buy a house, you got your 15 year or your 30 year. So let's do it long term. Let's think 30 years. I can physically retire from my job on a nice fat pension in 7 years. Do I want to be in my 60s or 70s worried about the neighborhood and trying to wait out what happens? Nay, I think not. So although I love the beautiful row houses, everything's all quartz countertops and hardwood floors and exposed beams and finished basements, and it's just looking like I can make that my own. That's my style. I honestly had to think two things. One, my daughter still lives with me, her being an actor. She's coming home late at night. She's keeping strange hours. I'm worried about her safety, even though she's not going to be living with me that long. I'm worried about her safety and mine. And so the ideal thing is, okay, let's flip that back. I don't mind Maryland, because being in DC, you are close to Maryland suburb and Virginia suburb. So I'm like, okay, let me focus on the Virginia suburb, which I did not really want to go that far. But then I had to look at it like, what's going to give me peace of mind? How can I get the most for my dollar? So I have scrapped Baltimore, which was wonderful to think about, but I have scrapped Baltimore. My mom's like, well, if you live in either of those places, you're going to need a car. I'm like, I'm going to need a car anyway. There is nothing in most of the downtown Baltimore area. There is nothing within a 15-mile radius that resembles a Target, a Walmart, a Kmart. It's nothing. So it's like, I'm going to need one anyway. And I figure I don't need to live where there's urban sprawl and, you know, shopping center hell. But I do want some conveniences close to me where I can at least get groceries and go to the drugstore and not have to worry about hoofing it like 40 minutes to get to anything. Hoofing meaning, you know, driving, not walking, just to be clear. But yeah, so I kind of scrapped that. And then two, I was stressed because I knew Baltimore was cheap and I could afford it, but I didn't know how much I could afford. Well, announcement. So I have been pre-approved for a home loan. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All blessings to him, because let me tell you, it has been stressful getting to this point, thinking about down payment and closing and taxes and fees and this program and that program, and to get, and mind you, I've been through three different lenders. One wasn't answering me on time and was telling me, well, if you get a house at this and you keep a condo fee at this, that doesn't exist here in the city. There are no $75 a month condo fees in the city. And if there were, I'd question the building. Then, you know, different agents. I have talked to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different real estate agents. And let me tell you, it's hard to get them to see your vision and what you want. I don't want any high-rise buildings. They send me high-rise buildings to my MLS listing. I need 2 baths. They send me 1 bath. I don't want to be way out here. They send me stuff this way out there. I'm like, okay, so I'm basically on my own. I am on my own in the looking, and I will come to whomever I choose with my option, because it's definitely not working with them sending me stuff. But anyway, in the 100% range of this race, I am 25% there. The rest is trying to get my savings where it needs to be, because you don't have to have 20% down on a home no more, which is good news for me. So I am getting there. I feel it. God is moving things in my favor. He's working that blessing, and I can't worry about money. I mean, yes, I'm saving it. I'm doing what I can on my end. I can't worry about how he's making those moves behind the scene. I just got to do what I know how to do and just meditate and be blessed and work on it, and I'll get there. Now, I wanted to fast track this because things are not going well here where I'm living. Just the constant disruptions, the leaks in my ceiling still happening because they're not doing it right. The noise, it's a lot of stuff going on here that my daughter and I have been dealing with. But thanks to, you know, the grace of God, we've just been trying to maintain and get through. So that was the reason for fast tracking it. If all goes well, maybe I can be in a house by January. I would love to be in a house by December, but I have to be real and honest with what my socioeconomic status is and what I can do. So I spent way too long on that topic. So moving on to other things, because I've talked about moving place issues. Oh, okay. So we get on the issue. So because things weren't really going all that well here, the only thing I know how to do is to pray and turn to prayer and turn to God and say, what am I doing wrong? You know, am I doing something wrong to be going through this? Or what are you trying to show me through everything I'm going through? And through everything that I'm going through, one thing is constant is reading the Bible and just, you know, prayer. And a couple of months ago, my daughter gifted me with this woman's, I'm trying to get up on it so I can read it, this woman's study Bible. It's beautiful. It's in color. It has written poems and texts, and it breaks things down and explains. And currently, well, when I study, because I did a Bible study worksheet, I can link that as well. And I will link this Bible as well. That's from Amazon. When I do my Bible study worksheet, I'm working through Psalms. But I'm not as far along in working through that, because that's more like a journal. You're applying it to your life and how is this helping you going forward and how do you understand it. That I have not kept up with, but the reading is much better. So I'm reading through Deuteronomy and I am reading through Psalms. And, you know, I tell you, the story in Deuteronomy is interesting to me to read, although I only read it every Sunday. I try to get through as many passages as I can, but I want to understand some of these themes and some things that I'm reading. And I haven't necessarily figured out to apply that to my life, but I have a better understanding of where some things that I've heard my parents say, or just things that, you know, I've heard old relatives say, how they relate to the Bible and what people know and their understanding. So I am, you know, moving along in that, and it's giving me, you know, the peace and the comfort, you know, that I need. So again, I will link, I've linked everything so you can see, you know, what that is and what have you. But it has really been a comfort to be able to just read the Bible and, you know, find some peace, try to find just 20 minutes to read it. You don't need an hour. 20 minutes to read and, you know, just be thankful for the many blessings that I have. Some people don't have no place to go. Some people don't have a job right now. I'm still working. I'm still able to pay my rent. I'm able to save money and not live like a pauper, but be able to live and maintain and still be able to even think about owning a home. It's a scary thing to get in a home and then be house poor and that I don't want. So that is kind of where I am on both of those things. I'm getting through my Bible and with the home right now, because now I know how much I qualify for. I've been pre-approved. I can actually narrow down the area, narrow down the home, and just kind of see, like, as I was given a spreadsheet that broke down costs, taxes, inspection. It broke down everything that I would need to go to the table, and he ballooned it a little because we don't want you to focus on that dollar amount, but we want you to focus on being prepared for this is what you will probably need when you go to the table. And this gives me time to pay down that credit card debt, because that's the one thing not that I struggle with, but that's one of my no-nos. I'm gonna talk about that on a later podcast, but right now, that is one of the heavy things that a lot of people tend to get sucked into, because people will give you a credit card quick, and then it's like falsehood. It's like false hope. I got 10,000, but did you ever think about if you spent even 6 of that 10,000? What you're going to have to pay back, what your finance charges are, how hard it is to pay back, and you're strapped to that money, to that payment. And you paying that payment focuses all your finances there, and you don't have the ability to do too many other things. And that's kind of the hole that I got trapped into when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, being a single parent, being able to get stuff, you know, that she needed on credit and thinking, okay, I'll pay it back. And you do, but you kind of slave to that payment. So yeah, I'm rambling now, but anyway, in another podcast to come, this is just like the general stuff, but that's pretty much it. I want to thank you for continuing to come back, for continuing to listen to me ramble and hear about my life. Cause people can be like, oh, I don't care what she's talking about. But the fact that you came in and clicked on this page, I am grateful to you. Every time you click, every time you follow and subscribe, it helps me. It helps the blog, because the blog ain't free. It costs to keep this page running. And when you do that, helps me, so I know to keep this page running. So everything you do to help support Life by Waitha is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I appreciate everyone who clicks, likes, follows, subscribe, comments, everything. I appreciate all of you. So again, thank you so much. I'm getting ready to close this out. Matter of fact, I'm about to go make my Sunday dinner right now. And just, I want everyone to enjoy the rest of their day, because like I said, this is pre-recorded. So enjoy your Monday whenever you are hearing this. Have a blessed day. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the season, people. Enjoy it. That's going to be it. And as I always say, as I always close this out, know thyself.